This is STPB News. Good evening to you. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. U.S. Senator Mike Rounds says federal tax relief has to focus on businesses. Rounds' statement comes just after a vote by Senate Republicans who passed a $4 trillion budget blueprint that sets the stage for the president's tax overhaul. However, Rounds says it's not just tax reform that's going to grow the economy. He says reform is the focus right now.
I am a firm believer that if you reduce your tax rates and you incentivize businesses to come back into the United States, they would love to do business here. Now, you got to do other things as well. You got to make sure you've got employable individuals, that you've got a job market or a labor force that's trainable and that is available. And you've got to have a regulatory environment that's also conducive for business to grow and thrive.
Those tax cuts are expected to add up to $1.5 trillion to the deficit over the next 10 years. Republicans are hopeful the overhaul will create an atmosphere for GDP growth to reach 3%. They say that would offset any lost revenue. Officials with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service plan to hold public meetings next month about possible waterfowl hunting at Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge. The area spans more than 20,000 acres in Brown County. It was established in 1935 by FDR to serve as a breeding ground for migratory birds. The refuge has never been opened for waterfowl hunting, but the area hosts deer and pheasant seasons. Dave Azure is the refuge manager at Sand Lake. He says there's been public interest for expanded opportunities for hunting at the refuge. He says there are many things under consideration when it comes to structuring a season, including when the refuge would be open, what parts of the refuge would be open is another concern. Azure says no more than 40% of the area can be opened because of its protected status. Meetings are set for November 1st at the Sportsman's Club of Brown County and on the 2nd of November at the American Legion Hall in Columbia. This is STPB News.